Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 484. Today, Robert asks, I read about a way to think of the resolution of scenes. 1. Yes. 2. Yes, but. 3. No. 4. No, and. These can help propel a story forward. Can you explain how these work with scenes and sequels and give examples?
I can give it a try, Robert, but there are two situations that you are forgetting. You are forgetting yes, and no, but. Both of those are really interesting. You don't want to forget these. This way of thinking of the ending of scenes comes from improv. And the trick in improv theater, in order to make it work, is to never close off anything that your partner gives you. Your partner gives you a statement, and you have to respond yes, but, yes, but, no, and. You don't just respond yes or no. Yes and no close the dialogue. They end the conversation. There is nothing that extends the sequence of events. That and that but are what extend the sequence of events. This maps fairly directly onto scenes and sequels. I was just rewatching part of Breaking Bad with a friend of mine who hadn't seen the end of it, so it's fresh in my mind, so I'm going to go with that. Breaking Bad, it all starts with Walter White has a cough. So is another one you're missing. Walter White has a cough. So Walter White goes to the doctor and discovers that he has cancer. But his medical insurance won't cover the treatment. So he decides to cook meth because he's a chemistry teacher. The whole story evolves from that very simple premise and the way it interacts with Walt as a character. Does Walt want to cook meth? Yes, but he doesn't know how. So he goes on a ride along with his brother-in-law, who's a DEA agent, and he notices a former student of his who is a meth cook. That's yes, and. And the sequence continues from there. Using this technique, every scene is a sequel to every other scene that came before it, except when you're introducing a new character or a new storyline that's going to collide with the main story. Very, very effective technique. It's a very good way to get yourself out of dead-end scenes. When you get to the end of the scene, if you've got too much resolution, you can close the story off or you can kill the story in its tracks. Really common problem, especially for new writers. If you're finding yourself stalling out, probably what's happening is your scene is doing too much and too little at the same time. It's resolving too much of what it was given, and it's creating too few problems or complications going forward, or raising too few new questions or issues. The logic of drama is that every action leads to an unequal and awful overreaction. And every success that your character achieves creates new problems for your character to solve all the way up until the end when there is a final resolution. At which point it's yes, and they lived happily ever after, or yes, but everything went to hell, or no, but they lived happily ever after, or no, and everything went to hell. That's pretty much it. Really, really useful technique for getting yourself out of these cul-de-sacs, like I said. Thank you very much for raising it. And if you look at any well-written story that's got tremendous momentum, whether it's on screen or on radio or on the page, you will find this basic rule of improv at work. Every scene propels you forward. It creates new issues for the plot to resolve and new problems for the character to deal with. And it'll keep going on like that until the very end. Thank you very much for the question. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.